So in the metastatic first-line setting, there's a lot of debate and difference in how people start out in terms of FOLFIRINOX and gem nab-paclitaxel. What about in the neoadjuvant setting? At this point, as far as I know, there's only indirect comparison. What's your take on the difference in efficacy, tolerability of the two regimens in the neoadjuvant setting? Are there any trials out there trying to compare the two?
Yeah, so I'd say most places have been sort of using FOLFIRINOX mainly because the response rates in the metastatic setting have been reported to be somewhat higher than with gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel. When you're talking about both regimens, these potential surgical candidates tend to be fitter anyways, and so might more likely be a candidate for receiving FOLFIRINOX. There was a SWOG cooperative group study that's been completed that compares perioperative FOLFIRINOX versus perioperative gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel for patients with resectable disease. So that does look at sort of the neoadjuvant question, and we should get a readout from that probably sometime fairly soon. Otherwise, a lot of what you're seeing is not a direct comparison, but sort of either single institution series or sort of single arm trials looking at one or the other regimen. But to this point, we don't yet have any results from a direct head-to-head comparison in that neoadjuvant setting.
Based on the way that particular trial was done, any predictions about what it's going to show?
It's a little difficult to predict. Again, these were patients who all of them had clearly resectable disease, and it gets to the issue of even for not even borderline resectable, but truly localized disease, this increasing paradigm of using neoadjuvant therapy for those individuals. So that may actually take a little bit longer time to get a readout because you might actually require longer follow-up to see enough events to really see whether there's going to be any difference between those two chemotherapy strategies.
Although you would expect the initial data on response rate, that might be kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's true. Although the amount of chemotherapy that they're getting beforehand, like a couple months worth of treatment, you'll see some response, but in that scenario, you're not really going to see very many pathologic complete responses.
Well, not knowing anything about it, I predict they're going to be the same, but we'll see.
That's not a bad guess, to be honest.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's tough to prove a difference unless you have a lot of patients.